So they're going to take off to confront Mordred. Now we're in Lancelot's castle. And of course, they notice they disappeared overnight and fear something must be bad wrong in England. And Lancelot has also gotten a message of what's going on in England. And so he re-relates it. I don't know if we have any other pertinent news here that's different on the bottom of 624. It says, most of the news came by the messenger. It seems that Mordred has revolted against Arthur, proclaimed himself the leader of England, and proposed to Guinevere. But she's already married. She's married already. That's why the siege was broken up. Then it appears Mordred raised an army in Kent to oppose the King's Landing. He had given it out that Arthur was dead. He's besieging the Queen in the Tower of London and using cannons. On top of 625, he met Arthur at Dover. By the way, you know, one of the things, if you get a chance to travel, and traveling's great fun, it's great to travel around different places in the world, but it always amazes me how many Americans go other places, but they never see their own country. And there's a lot of great stuff to see here. But if you get to the continent, especially if you have a rental car, if you want to go to England, kind of a neat way to do it, if you drive up to Calais, you can take a hovercraft across with your car. And, you know, when you travel, you try to do things you can't do other places. You can take a big ship, too, but if you take the hovercraft, it's kind of a unique experience. It's only flipped over once. And when you land in Dover. And so you do see the White Cliffs coming up. And then you can drive. And it's kind of fun to drive in England. It kind of plays with your mind. I've driven in England twice, once with a car has steering on the same side as ours, and that's kind of weird. And what's really weird when you're driving on the interstate, and you know, you just, you know, then there's not much sense because you're going, but all of a sudden the car traffic the other way is going on the wrong side. You know, it's just like, this is weird. But as you drive up from Dover to London, you go by Canterbury. Canterbury is kind of a neat place too. But anyway, take the hovercraft. Oh,